Hello.
Oh, no.
Okay, there you are.
Hi.
Hi, we got disconnected
Yeah, we did.
there. Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
No problem. I'm ready to continue when you are.
Don't have any account. Okay, my VIN number is again 1 G as in goat,
Okay.
1 F as in frog, that's a B as in bond, 1 R X 6 1 0 1 7 8 6 2 8. Is that okay? Yeah, I don't know if that's even the right VIN number. That don't even look like it. Is that a VIN number for a Camaro?
That's my VIN number.
Oh, she's probably trying to figure out if. Hello, sorry.
Okay. So I'm gonna try to put that in and see if it works, okay?
Yeah.
Right. And
No, I'm about to look again for this part.
1 R X 6
Then I lost it.
1 0 1 7 8 6 2 8.
She's looking right now. She didn't say.
Okay.
Is that it?
No, it didn't work.
Okay, 1 second. I'm looking on my app.
Did you do it?
It should be in my Oh, okay, I'm ready. I got the number. It's
Okay.
1 V 1 F as in frog, B as in bat, boy, 1 R as in Robert, X as in X-ray, 6 as in after 5, no, J as in Jane, 0 1 7 8 6 2 8. I don't know what I gave her the first time, but she's bearing with me.
Okay, let's see if that one's going to work.
Is that the right one?
I'm texting it in now.
Oh.
Okay, so that's 1 G 1 F B.
Yeah, it's 1, yeah, 1 G 1 F as in frog, B, 1 R X as in X-ray, 6 J as in Joe, 0 1 7 8.
Six
Six two
eight.
eight.
J 0 1 7. All right, it popped up.
Oh, so that'd be a pop-up.
Right, so just for security purposes, can you give me the address associated with your account?
Oh, Miracle, what's the address for this account? 1926 East 115th Street. That's Los Angeles, California, 90059.
All right, perfect.
Is that what you just asked? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got it. And then you said it was a Camaro, correct?
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
2018 Camaro.
And what's the color of that vehicle?
What's your color, gray or silver? Gray. Gray.
Gotcha. Can you give me an estimation of the mileage on the vehicle, please?
Do you know the mileage, like the estimate? I mean, the estimate is probably like, maybe like 14,000.
Okay. All right, and what are you calling about today as regards to service for the vehicle?
A flat tire.
Okay.
The driver's side and the back.
Driver, rear. Do you have a spare?
You know what? The last one, did there a spare? Oh, we don't know. I don't know. Oh, no spare, but... are they able to put air in it, maybe?
No, they can do that, but do you know whether or not, like, there's a hole inside of the tire? Because you don't want to, you know, inflate the tire if it's, like, got a hole in it, it's just going to leak back out.
Right. We're not really sure, but at the same time, I don't think Camaros come with it for whatever reason. Camaro, mine don't either. Yeah, I have a 2011 and it didn't come with a spare. That's so weird. None of them, I don't think, come with a spare. Yeah, I don't think so. But we don't know. We don't know.
I can Google that really quick for you. Let's see. Those Camaros.
No, we know that it don't. We know that you don't have a spare. However, the question basically is, if someone come out, are they able to put air? Just to see, because... I mean, we're women, we don't really know, you know, we don't really know if it's going to work or not, but we don't want to not take the opportunity of seeing if somebody can come out and do it to
okay,
see if
so,
the air will help.
Yeah, they can come and inflate your tire. It's just would it work, honestly?
We don't know.
Yeah. Let's see. And
but they don't tow? No.
Okay, so, like, the way this plan is set up, you can receive the same service for 7 days, for a week, basically. So you can receive a tire inflation all week, but any other service you wouldn't be able to receive. So, like, if you wanted a tire change or a tow truck, you wouldn't be able to get it because you already got, like, a service for that week. You can only get the same service for a week.
So if they come out, so basically if they come out, hopefully they just come out for what actually needs to be done. So let's say that they come out to do the tow. Then instead of coming out and wasting that trying to get air, say we need a tow and then have it towed. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so because, like, basically, let's say you get the tire inflation, right? It doesn't work. Now you need a tow. You will be able to be covered for the tow because you got the tire inflation.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, do you want to get towed to the house? Because what she's saying is you won't be able to get two in 1 week. You have to wait. So, if they come out and try to put air in it, air don't work, then you can't get a tow right after that. So, do you want to get it towed there, or do you want to... what if it's not air? What if you need to get your tire patched up? Yeah. Okay. So the question is, now the question is, can we just get towed to the house?
Yes, you can get towed to the house.
Okay.
All right, let me just go ahead and set this stuff up for you.
So you at work right now, or you work from home?
I'm at work right now.
Oh, okay.
I wish I worked at home.
I know, right? I wish you all could. Life would be so easy. You ain't got to get dressed.
Yeah, now they do have those representatives, but you have to be here for a while, and I've only been here for about a month and a half, so.
Oh, yeah, okay. And you ain't really got your feet wet yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotta get some more time under my belt.
Right.
Okay, now I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions, and you just say yes or no, okay?
Okay.
Anyway, okay. Is your vehicle a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
Four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive? I don't know if four-wheel or all-wheel. You know what? I think it's a four-wheel drive.
I was going to say, it's okay. I'll Google it for you.
Okay, yeah. This the first one or you have to? Really? I don't have one. But it
was, I don't
have a problem. Oh, yeah. You don't have
Apple
One? I said one. Oh, that was so nice.
Are you ready?
Yeah. You have yours in the car?
Yeah, I'm
ready. I mean, why did y'all have these in the car? Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Because we're doing Valentine's Day over here and stuff, and I'm just trying to understand how these servants got in the house. But this is tough. Oh, no, I don't even want to. You should wait till we get off this phone. Because this is going to be too much.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to wait. You got to wait. Because I ain't got time for that right now. No, because we're on the phone with the lady. And yeah, but no, you're coming in here. How you talking from the bedroom?
Okay, so it is not. Okay, do you know whether or not your vehicle was shipped out of park?
Do you know if it was, say it again?
If the vehicle was shipped out of park?
Was the vehicle shipped out of park?
Mm-hmm, meaning we're going to neutral.
Huh?
Meaning, will it go into neutral?
No, the car she was driving the car.
Okay. So if she was driving, that means it will, she's filed a park, correct? Meaning it'll go into neutral so they can get it up on tow truck?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was out of park. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, and is your vehicle modified to be lowered to the ground?
Say it one more time.
Is your vehicle modified to be lowered to the ground?
Lowered to the ground? The tire is for zero. If that's what you're asking, I really didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I asked, was your vehicle modified to be lowered to the ground, meaning did you make modifications to your vehicle to make it sit lower than factory standards?
Modified to the ground. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
I think we should just call back tomorrow. Because that way it can just tow to the tire shop tomorrow, and they're not open right now.
Okay, so that'll be fine. We can do is go ahead and finish this ticket up. So when you do call back, call back at least an hour before you need it to be taken to the tire replace shop. Okay? What I'm going to do is go ahead and put all your information in, so that way they can just dispatch you a provider when you call back tomorrow, okay?
Oh, okay. Put all the information out in, and then in the morning all you have to do is just call an hour before, and then that way it'll all already be in. You don't have to go through this process.
Okay.
But, and then they'll just dispatch a provider to come out and do whatever. Okay? Okay.
All right. Right. So when the vehicle gets picked up, will anybody need to ride with the provider to go to the tire shop?
Yes.
Okay. Would that be one or two people?
Who's going to ride to the tire shop? One or two people? Just one. One.
Just one. Okay, gotcha. And then just to verify, a good callback number is 310-908-8868.
908-8868? Yes.
Okay, perfect. And now starting with the city and the state, can you give me the vehicle's location, please?
Okay, it's at 22433
South
Vermont.
Vermont.
V-E-R-M-O-N-T Avenue.
Avenue.
That's Torrance.
Do that again.
California. Torrance, T-O-R-R-A-N-C-E.
Okay.
Torrance, California. 90502. Did you hear me? I'm sorry.
90502. Gotcha.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Out to South Bay Apartments.
Their apartments, yeah, but
okay. And do you already have the address of the dealership, well, the tire repair shop that you want to go to?
No, we don't have the address for the tire shop yet.
Okay.
But we can give you that tomorrow, right?
Yeah. If you want to give it to me tomorrow, we can do that. Now, what I do need you to do is, since you are in an apartment complex, in order for the provider to find the vehicle, I need you to, like, give me directions from the entrance on how to get to you all so you can go pick it up.
Oh, okay. So it's very, very simple. He don't even have to push in a gate code because our gate is broke today and tomorrow. All he needs to do is just go to the fifth floor. That's it. It's really easy. It's a complex. Like the parking structure. And it goes all the way up to the fifth floor, and that's all he needs to do. Go to the fifth floor, and somebody will be waiting for him.
Okay, now, since it is like kind of like a parking structure, I have a question. Do you know the clearance of your parking structure?
No, I don't know the clearance offhand. But if it has to be driven down, then that's what you got to do the best that we can to drive it down to the first floor. I mean, you know, to the out.
All right, then. That will be it.
Okay.
All right. Now, when you do call back in the morning, it should pop right back up into the system. But just in case it doesn't pop up right away, I'm going to give you your call ID number, okay?
Okay, is it going to be like that? Give me a pen out of the this one right here. This should be right in the front or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, what is it? It's called a caller ID number?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is it?
It is
761-6859.
761-6859. Yes, ma'am. And then Yeah, go ahead with your question.
I have a question for the next time that we have to call. I know that because I have the same thing, there's a reference number, right? Do you have the reference number so that she can already have that when she calls the next one?
Yeah, that's what I just gave you. that call ID number.
Oh,
that's what you will give them when you call back in. So it's so they'll be able to find the ticket that we created tonight.
Oh, okay. So I know, but so you know, like when they give you a card when you first get this this package from the car dealership, they have a reference number. That's the reference number, or that's just the caller ID number? That's just this number, or is that the number that we'll every time if there's another situation?
Okay, so that number I just gave you is just for when you call back in the morning to pull up your information that you put in. Now, for as far as a reference number for the dealer or anything, we don't have anything like that.
Oh, okay. No, I was just asking because I know that I have a reference number for the same thing, so I don't know. Okay, but that's fine. Okay, that's fine.
And since you all didn't have your policy number on hand, it popped up here on the account. Did you want to have that in for you for next time whenever you call in?
Well, yeah, I guess that's what it's called. I call it a reference number, but the policy number, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I can go ahead and give that to you as well. Let me know when
you're
ready.
Okay, that's about. What is it?
It's 907-367-168.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah.
Okay.
It's called the
so that way you don't have to struggle with giving out that VIN again.
The VIN number, exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so tomorrow when she calls back in, she's going to use the caller ID number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she nodded. Okay.
All right, perfect. Y'all have a wonderful
night.
Thank
you.
Thank you for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance, okay?
I appreciate your help. Thank you.
No problem.